This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The weird thing about this economic crisis is that we've been able to watch as it hits us. The coronavirus has moved around the world. The economic hits have followed, and we have been able to track it the whole way. And kind of that means that we can see our future, right? Case in point, some numbers out of China today. Retail sales there off more than 20% the first 2 months of the year. Industrial output, that is factories, down more than 13% over the same period. And it is not unreasonable to assume that's us in a couple of months. In China, meanwhile, 270 million students are out of school and learning online, have been for a while now. And as Marketplace's Jennifer Pack reports from Shanghai, just like it's going to start to do here, that is making life difficult for working parents there.
Happy birthday, kitty. It's for you.
Thank you.
That's Ada Liu, 8 years old, attending English class online in her living room. Ada stares at a smart tablet on top of a coffee table. In today's lesson, vocabulary for one of the five senses, touch.
S-O-F-T, soft.
Soft.
The video lesson lasts for 20 minutes, then discussion time in an online group chat, all of which requires the help of her mom, Yang Weina. She meets me outside the apartment during lunch break.
The parents group are complaining we are like the servant.
She says parents feel like they're the servants to their young children right now. Our voices are a bit muffled because we're wearing face masks, which are a must in almost all public spaces in Shanghai.
You're working from home. How can you work and attend class with her?
We have two walking stations side by side. Yeah, multitasking.
Homeschooling requires official permission in China, but in normal times, it's rarely given. So attending school online during the COVID-19 virus outbreak is a big adjustment for many families, including Carol Jia, who has two children. She says it's hard for her daughter to attend class at home because her youngest child, a five-year-old boy, isn't in school yet.
He's just impossible, running around screaming and shouting all the time. So we live in a flat, not a house, so we can't just block him.
She sent him to stay with her parents. Carol and Weina are among the lucky ones. In central Henan province, the Li family has three children sharing one screen. There's no money to buy more, says the father Li Handang in a phone interview with local media.
The three share one smartphone. My eldest was using it to attend online class one day, but by the time she was finished, the middle child had missed a homework assignment from her teacher.
Distraught, his second daughter, who's a freshman, attempted suicide. The news was censored, but not before it circulated widely among parents.
We can really relate to the girl.
Again, Yang Weina. She says if you want to escape poverty in China, you have to do well in school.
Me and my husband, we are all from the rural area. We got into school, graduate school, and then got an okay job in Shanghai.
But to achieve what Weina and her husband did is way harder nowadays, she says, because the gap in standards between schools in big cities and the rest of the country is much wider. For example, this English class that Weina's daughter Ada is taking is taught by an elite teacher, hand-picked by the Shanghai School Board to teach all grade 2 students online. But those in the same grade further west near Wuhan, the epicenter of the virus outbreak, aren't forced to attend any classes online. Even so, student Ye Jisuan has been taking web courses in math and Chinese that her teachers recommended. Her father, Ye Kun, and his wife both work at the local hospital and take turns to stay home.
Before the virus outbreak, our parents took care of our children when they weren't at school. Now, because of the travel restrictions, they can't come here.
Back in Shanghai, many families rely on hired help. But Yang Weina says she's not sure it's safe health-wise to call back the nanny and cleaner yet. Making do is a novelty for her daughter, Ada.
Mommy is doing the housework.
So everything's on you, the school.
I'm being a feminist and quarreling for equal rights with my husband.
Weina is laughing, but she admits she's struggling. It's been just as tough on her daughter, Ada. She hasn't played with her classmates in more than a month. She's eager to show me her video game.
It's three. It's just four.
But you're showing me burgers and now I'm hungry.
Ada invites me over for lunch, but non-residents are not allowed in her apartment complex. Wait till the virus is contained, says her mom. Then we can all play. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pack for Marketplace.